Okay. Any question?
I have a question that might be a translation question.
Mm-hmm.
From lines 105, 6, and 7 at the second line.
105. Okay, 105, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
Okay, read it.
Because he is applying the collyrium of non-existence.
Okay, so this is not the line I'm looking at.
105, 6.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm reading
105.
105. She's waiting.
Way back.
The beginning of the book.
105.
Okay. Okay. So.
Yes.
So, because he is applying a collyrium of non-existence and is imbibing the wine of Satan's illusion making.
Okay.
So, in my logical mind, non-existence is and illusion making. Two very different things.
Okay. Let's look at it seriously. When you're having a problem with translation or whatever, the first thing you do, you put it in context. Mm-hmm. What is going on? Mm-hmm. Right? Before and after it. Because that's the best help, even if you were Persian. Because there are some nuances that you have to be careful that where and how is bringing it. Let's go back. First of all, let's start from 100. Okay? I said, at least I have found myself in his eyes. I have found the shining way. So this is the moment of enlightenment and finding yourself in his eye. Here is illusion, is not false instinct. The word is exactly illusion. Do you remember? We are very close to the beginning that he started to explain. I went back to the beginning of book one and I talked about the different universes we believe exist, which is existence, then dream, then imagination, then non-existence. Remember that? Then later on he said, okay, you had that, but we use those words in another categorization, which are the inward senses we have. The animal has five senses tuned towards outward. We have five inside. That would start again with what?
Common
sense means the thing that we don't need to prove, we just know. Then imagination, which is we, the humanity. Then illusion. Then
fikr
and zikr, thought and repeating, exercising your thought, then that is a special word, aql again, intelligence, right? Okay, look at them again. This one we don't talk about because this one doesn't, common sense doesn't need explanation, right? And the last one, aql, that's the magical word for the light, for everything. You say that's the attraction inside. You remember the only proof, or I prefer to say semi-proof, we have for all the claims we have is that attraction towards beauty, which is in heart, is not here, right? That point, we talk about that, right? So, here is it, suddenly in your vision I found myself. Oh, what a lovely thing. Then illusion starts, because this is imagination. You imagined, you saw your image in his thought, or image to image. So this is imagination, right? Next one, a little bit deeper, illusion. Illusion started to negate. I said, oh, that's imagination. You're cheating. That's not proof. That's not logical. So my illusion said that's beware. That is your imagination. Hey, it goes like that. The Persian will be gof vahmam kan khialitos han. Hey, so it's like that. Hey, did you know this? This is the illusion. Next level. You say that one was your imagination. Khial. My illusion said that's, and you should differentiate between your imagination and your real essence of existence. I didn't look at the English translation. I tried my best. Let's see the English. Okay, my illusion said, beware, that's only the phantom. No. Here the word is khiyal. He's playing with these two words, which are the key words. Is it? No, no, no. And zat is not essence. Zat is it's a philosophical term that means the essence of the essence of the essence of the of that stuff, the real stuff of the stuff, something like that is zat. Is it? You really stuff. Pay attention to that, your real being, not your imagination. Then, here is not image, is naqsh. Naqsh is like picture, like painting, like drawing, like all of that. Painting mainly. My painting from your eyes means my picture in your eyes started to say, oh no, I'm you, you're me, this is the unification. Again, I didn't look at the image, I don't know. Okay, my image gave voice from your eye, yes? I'm you and your eye in oneness, yes, something like that. So you see what the game is. So that when I see the light, suddenly I go to the next level. And next level denies that. Oh, that was nothing, because that was superficial to this level, which is deeper. But that's not what's happening. You're going deeper. This means you are getting closer to be unified with the other. And this is the information that you get from there, from your image. Do you remember? He said, there are two images of me. One is by Satan, which is an animal, selfish, egocentric, blah, 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 all that, Satan. The other one is the picture that Howard draws from you, which is beautiful. And I believe in the second one. Here, you say, okay, I saw that picture over there. And the proof here, the proof is that in those eyes, which are the perfect eyes, there is no cheating. So I believe in that picture. Again, go to the first paragraph of this. Do you remember? First paragraph of this book, the last part of it, is that, oh, it's the magical image of my beloved is like Abraham the Khalil, which is idol worshipping in a way, but it's not. It's the saving stuff. And over there, he talked about that picture, that there are two images of us, two pictures. One logically made, which is the animal, The other one is the soul, the breath. Here we say, for that, in that beautiful eternal eyes, imagination will not leak like the truth. Then, the next one. If you saw in two eyes which are not mine. Here is the day. First of all, over there, he was talking about your eye, your eye. Here he would say, in two eyes, because this is the physical two one. That one is one eye, the third eye, right? He would say, in two non-mine eyes, this different one, if you saw your picture, yes, that could be the imagination. And that one is no good. Why? Because that eye uses this stuff, which we believe that if you use a good stuff, it will help your vision. That guy is using non-existence as the cure for the eye. Why? What does that mean? What is that non-existence? This is a trick, right? What is it? Anyone? That non-existence. What is that non-existence? No. If it is phenomena, if someone is using phenomena, that someone will have perfect eyes. Here we are talking about the wrong image, which you should get rid of. This is these double eyes looking at what? Looking at this and this. Over there, this is non-existence. You see, when I go in phenā, non-existence exists for me, and existence, physical existence for me, is non-existence in a way. So animal eye, who is using these non-existence stuff to add to his vision, that's imagination, that's wrong, you should get rid of that. Because those eyes, their eyes, again plural, when he was talking about his eye, it was singular, here plural. Their eyes is the house of imagination and non-existence. Therefore, certainly they will look at non-existence as existence. So they are confused. They believe this is the real existence. Make sense? My eye, who is using that stuff, surme, from Zuljalal, 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 Zuljalal.